Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, I woke up this morning extra spicy and pissed off because there's no way that this clown in the White House isn't destroying the country on purpose. There's no way. We're just coming out hot today. There's no dicking around. This guy has got to be doing this on purpose. Have you seen what is going on at the border? Can you tell me what sane person that's supposed to be the commander-in-chief and responsible for the homeland security of the United States, what sane person would do what these crazy people in the White House are doing? They have got to be doing this on purpose. That's just straight up evil. This isn't clumsy. It's not stupid. Do you understand they're doing this on purpose? They are actively trying to destroy the country that Democrats elected them to govern. We didn't elect this idiot. They did. I got a big show for you today. We'll do some questions at the end, a couple of thank yous, a lot of video, a lot of audio, some updates on stuff. Omaha Steaks, they have all the fall cravings covered with 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code Bongino at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required. Omaha Steaks. Also today's show sponsored by our friends at GenuCell.com. You think your face enjoyed the summer as much as you did? Ladies and gentlemen, here's Ella from Rockford, Illinois. I have both age and acne spots, and stuff is already fading. Both of them. The serum is worth every penny. Ella's raving about the dark spot corrector from GenuCell Skincare, a must-have after months of record heat and humidity. Sunspots, brown spots, discoloration, even red and flame patches could all disappear in front of your eyes. It's not only Ella that loves GenuCell Skincare products. My wife, Paula's been using them, loves them. Yes, since 2018. This stuff works, trust me. And here's the GenuCell Skincare amazing guarantee. You'll see results day one or your money back. So take advantage of the GenuCell Skincare most popular package, which now includes a dark spot corrector plus the classic GenuCell Skincare bags and puffiness treatment and immediate effects. All at about 70% off. So you can try the best skincare in the world for yourself completely risk-free. It's really simple. Go to GenuCell.com/Dan today. Start looking years, even decades younger tomorrow. Say goodbye to dark and liver spots, bags and puffiness under the eyes. Crow's feet at GenuCell.com/Dan. GenuCell.com/Dan. You can see results day one and get compliments everywhere you go. GenuCell.com/Dan. GenuCell.com/Dan. Joseph, it's Friday, Dan. Let's get this thing going.
It's Friday. Yeah.
Yes, sir, it is. Book signing tomorrow. Gee, I'm going to let me go a little bit out of order. I should have listened to Gee. I got a book signing tomorrow. It's my last one for a little bit. If you'd like to join us, there's the address. Saturday, September 23rd, 5 p.m., Barnes & Noble in Naples, Florida, 5377 Tamiami Trail. I will see you there for my new book, The Gift of Failure, which has been flying off the charts. We sold a ridiculous amount of audio and hardcover copies, all because of you. I really appreciate it. And one thank you before I get back into it. Triton released their rankings. This is a well-respected podcast ranking. Look at that. Look at that. Number seven. Number seven. If I was Joe Biden, I'd do this. Number seven. But I'm not Joe Biden, so I'll do this. Number seven, The Dan Bongino Show, kicking ass and taking names. That's due to you. Chatsters, that's due to you, too. You know I love you in the chat. Reading you guys right now. We got it. Oh, look at this. You're Tammy. Will you be going to Tamiami? There we go. We'll see you there. Number seven, you all are awesome. Let's get back to the content of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this cat is doing it on purpose. By the way, wait, one quick thing. You know, it broke this morning. Democrat Senator Bob Menendez has been charged with a whole bunch of corruption, allegations of bribe taking and all this other stuff. Let me just tell you, I don't mean to be the old, this just happened before we came on the air. Let me just tell you, I know the guy's a Democrat. It's pretty obvious the guy's had issues, if you know what I mean, throughout the years. I mean, just look his name up, Bob Menendez, senator from New Jersey. This is how sad this is. I trust these goons in the DOJ so little. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say. But Dan, Menendez is a Democrat. I don't care. Chatsters, you probably agree with me. This guy probably did something to piss off the regime. I'm not telling you he didn't do what's in the allegations. I don't know. He's innocent until proven guilty. I have no idea. I'm simply telling you there is no way this Democrat senator got charged by this DOJ without doing something to piss off the administration. Dan, you're defending a Democrat? I'm not defending jack shit. I'm just telling you these people running the Department of Justice are so freaking corrupt that I have absolutely zero doubt that this guy got charged because there's something he's doing to get in the way, even as a Democrat, of the Biden administration. Joe, I hate to do this so early in the show, but September 22nd, 11:05. Please flag it. I mean, I hate to do it to you. So
flag it.
Thank you. You're going to find out in the coming weeks. Menendez took some kind of vote the Biden administration didn't like. There is simply no way a guy in a protected class, a Democrat, is getting charged like this without doing something to piss them off. Because we live in what? We live in what? We live in what? The police state. Right. Good job.
You're Snake Plissken, ain't you?
Now, back to where I was going to open the show. There is no, very good. There is absolutely no way. See you all in the chat. Flag it. There were a lot of flags in there. Love you guys. Chesters, you're the best. You're the best. We need a name for the chat posse, Bongino Army. We need a name for you guys. You guys, like all, you're repping the 30,000, just like 6 minutes into the show. They're doing this on purpose. If you were following me on Twitter and Truth this morning, I was up early breaking shit this morning because I'm just like, that's how I am, you know? I woke up this morning, especially fired up. I got up at like 3:30. EMAs, early morning awakenings. They're never good things. You know what they're a sign of? You can look it up. They're typically a sign of some form of depression. What are you, depressed? Ah, a little bit. A little bit. Why are you sharing this with us? I don't know, because I'm just a freaking savage at heart. I have no idea. I don't know, man. Lately, like what's going on with this place is like really stung. And none of it's new. The inflation's not new. The border crisis isn't new. Fentanyl, the economic problems, China, Russia, none of it's new. It's just really, I don't know, like with you guys, it's like ripping my heart out lately. So I woke up this morning really early, like 3:30. I couldn't fall back asleep. Someone said yesterday, took a picture of me because I burned my face and the thing in the sauna. Like, what's up with Dan Bongino? The answer is nothing's up with Dan Bongino. Something's up with the country that's affecting Dan Bongino. Folks, they're destroying the place is being destroyed. And I don't know if we can make it another year. I want you to look at this Fox report, what's happening at the border. This is beyond an invasion now. I mean, it was an invasion a year ago. Now it's just a hostile takeover. I don't know how else to describe it. There are people now just piling into the country going, F the immigration law. We don't care about any of you idiots. You understand it's totally, completely broken down. It's absolute mad chaos now. We are in where we really are. This is now a hostile takeover. I don't know any other way to describe what's going on. Watch this Fox report and tell me if you think this is being done by accident or intentionally. Let me know in the chat when you're done. Take a look.
Mexico, the border with Guatemala, more migrants heading our way. This is a mass of Haitians yesterday that were pushing through and essentially forming a stampede at a refugee center. They want expedited humanitarian visas to travel north to the U.S.-Mexico border so they could get here into the United States. And they started trampling migrants. They started trampling officials. Two people were hospitalized as a result of, again, that largely Haitian group trying to push into the refugee center. And back out here live, as you look at these migrants being processed, that illegal crossing we were showing you, that went on for 2 hours straight. Border Patrol has been bringing buses in for the last 2 hours, trying to get them out and process them as fast as they can. You might be able to hear that heavy machinery behind me. Border Patrol is bringing in all sorts of tractors. They're digging up dirt. They're putting poles up. They're essentially building a processing facility right here because the sheer amount of people that have come through. And one more thing to point out, all of this is happening underneath the port of entry. The bridge, that shade that's being caused, the bridge above them, that is the legal way to come into the United States. That is the way the Biden administration has told migrants to come into the United States, the lawful way. Well, thousands of these people said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to cross illegally. We're going to walk across the river. Now they're being processed, and they're going to be expected to be released into the United States. I'll send it back to you, and I apologize. I'm having some earpiece issues, guys.
All of you in the chat agree. I don't know what to tell. We are about, it's now a hostile takeover. The United States, as you know, has now failed. There's a bridge literally right above where these people are, where they could engage in a legal immigration process, get a visa, go to a port of entry, approach. They're just saying, go F yourself. We're not doing that. We're just going to walk in below the bridge because we just don't feel like it. And instead of us saying, that's not the way this works, you need to go back home, we're saying, yeah, come on in. We'll just give you a ride to wherever you want to go. You understand how bad this is? Folks, all of this is being done on purpose. The inflation crisis right now and the housing crisis right now are being caused by big swamp Republicans and evil Democrats. They are spending money we don't have. They know we don't have it. They're spending it anyway. Do you understand that? Because they're spending money we don't have, the Federal Reserve has to lend them money effectively through this long, arduous process called printing money. That's what they're doing. They're digitally creating money to give to people to spend. If we don't have the money, how's the government paying people? The government's paying people because they're printing money. Do you understand that? What happens when they print or digitally create new money? It finds its way into circulation. It doesn't burn after people spend a dollar. So then it chases products, which is causing inflation, which is causing interest rates to go up as they try to dry up the money they keep printing. Why are they trying to dry up the money they keep printing? Why not just stop printing it? Because they're assholes. Stop asking questions like a normal person. They are literally printing and digitally creating money and then trying to dry up the money to make it harder to get by making the cost of money, the interest rates, higher, which is now causing mortgage rates to approach 8%. So now people don't want to sell their homes because they're locked in on a 4% mortgage, so they don't want to buy a home at an 8% mortgage costing them thousands. Why is that happening? Because they're printing more money. Why don't they stop printing money? Because they don't give a shit. That's why. They're doing it on purpose. They could stop this tomorrow. They don't want to. The fentanyl crisis, they could stop it at the border tomorrow. They don't want to. They could stop furthering and advancing this war tomorrow if they would stop sending billions of dollars and take care of what we're doing at home. They don't want to. They could cut this bullshit off with China tomorrow by taking a hardline stand against China and stop whoring off of them for rare earth minerals. They don't want to. They've got the Green New Deal. They could create jobs tomorrow in the petrochemical and car industry if they would get the government off the car industry's back and the energy industry's back. Why don't they do it? They don't want to. This is all being done on purpose. They could cut the massive tax burden on creators in this population tomorrow. They don't want to. They don't want to. They could shut the border down tomorrow. They don't want to. They don't want to. This is being done on purpose. You are being destroyed. Your kids are being destroyed. They could stop the castration of kids and the mutilation of their bodies and the sexual indoctrination of kids in school, pornography in the schools tomorrow. They don't want to. They could stop this racial grifting we're seeing at Boston University and elsewhere, this Kendi case that's going on right now. They don't want to. Folks, Fridays, man, I'm in a mood on Fridays sometimes, and I'm sick of these people right now. I will guarantee you, this guy, I don't know what happened with Bob Menendez at all, this senator. It's on the screen right now. I have no idea. I'm telling you right now, though, if this guy was advancing the Biden agenda, this guy would no question be getting off right now. Don't doubt me. And I'm not defending anything this guy did or is alleged to have done. I'm telling you, I trust these people so little in the Department of Justice that you have to assume everything they're doing is for a corrupt cause. So sad. We flagged it. You watch. Yeah, you're damn right. 47,000 people are doing this shit on purpose. This is not a freaking accident. You've got 10,000 people a day piling into the country illegally against the law. Yeah, I want to go out of order. I'm sorry. I don't mean to mess with you. Pull Karine Jean-Pierre up. Here's the dumbest White House press secretary possibly in American history. I want you to watch her play dumb on the invasion of the border when even a left-wing reporter asks, hey, man, how many people are enough? When are you guys going to stop this shit going on at the border? I want you to watch her play dumb for an answer. Take a look at this.
How many people coming into this country illegally is enough, President Biden?
Say that last one.
How many people illegally coming into the United States is enough for President Biden's administration?
Enough for what?
5.9 million people have been encountered illegally.
I know the numbers, but enough for what?
Enough just to stop the flow.
As I mentioned, this is a problem that's been around for some time now, for decades. A broken system.
No, it hasn't been around for decades. That's bullshit. It has not been around for decades. The number of people piling in per year was dramatically different under Donald Trump. This is like saying, you know, 10 people were killed in your city in a year back in 1990 and 400 are now. And when they ask you that the gravity of the problem's gotten far worse, it's 400 murders, there were only 10. You go, people been getting killed forever. No, Sherlock, we get it. People have crossed in the country illegally forever. That's not the point the guy was making, dipwad. The point the guy was making was that the problem is dramatically worse under your boss oatmeal brains in the White House. It's because he's doing it on purpose. Do you understand what he's saying? Could you notice how Karine Jean-Pierre plays dumb? Of course there's been illegal immigration and drugs. That's not the point. It's not the black or white issue. It's the gray in between. It's a whole lot darker and grayer under you than it was under Trump. Why? By the way, I wish these reporters would understand. Are you guys as pissed about this as I am? I wish they would ask their questions better. What's enough? Of course, listen, I don't know this guy. I don't pile on him. I have no idea who he is. It's just a dumb question. Here's how you ask this question. Everybody tracking me? Under the last president and the president before, I'd throw Obama in there. I don't even care. We had an average of X number of people crossing per month. Under President Biden, we've had X times 1,000. Why is it X times 1,000 under your boss when it wasn't under the last two presidents? That's how you ask the question. You don't say what number's enough. You know what the answer she's going to say is? Oh, none of it's enough. We're doing our best. They're not doing shit. They're not doing anything. They are doing this on purpose, man. You got a limited window. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been getting our asses kicked in special elections and in midterms now for about 5-6 years. Everybody wants to blame someone. Oh, it's abortion. Oh, it's Trump. No, you know what it is? We're not voting as much as they are. That's it. They're cheating. They've always cheated. They've always cheated. And yet we've still won. You probably have to win by about 1% or more. It doesn't mean we don't show up. We're not showing up like they are, period. And the country is getting flushed down one big, enormous toilet bowl, like the, what is it, the Coriolis effect, or whatever the hell it is. Swirl. Is it the Coriolis effect? Tell me in the chat if you're a physicist out there. I remember these random dopey things from college. Right down the bowl. You're watching the country collapse in front of your very eyes. It is the most incredible thing I've ever seen. All right, here's some good news. Sorry, man. Started the show hot. A little too much foul language. Yeah, my apologies. I'm in a good mood, but not a good mood. I mean it. Like, I woke up this morning. If you follow my Twitter and Truth, you'll notice that, you know, sometimes I get up early. And today I got up early and I turned on the cable news and all I saw were illegal immigrants just piling into the country. And I saw this clip. Oh, yeah, here's the overpass. And they just decided to walk under. And now they're like, oh, we're just going to come in whether you say so or not. And I'm like, this is a country? That's a border? That's not a border. That's a suggestion. That's not a border at all. Here's the good news, man. We got some damn good candidates out there ready to take this back. I put in the Twitter tease and the True tease for this, that this is one of the best speeches I've ever heard. I'm going to take a quick break for Spen. I want you to quick break for a sponsor. And when I come back, I'm going to show you something, man. We need more guys like this. I said on my radio show yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, we need more bell busters. You mean ball busters? Well, for the radio show, I call them bell busters. What's the difference, right? We need more bell busters. You want to be a cutesy time guy? Get the out of our party. We don't need you. Cutesy time's over. We need more guys like this coming up. Wait till I tell you. I'm going to play this minute from this guy's speech. This is what we need. No more bullshit. That's over, okay? Time for that is done. You got a country on the line. You want to do cutesy time, Mitch McConnell stuff, go somewhere else. This ain't your show. That's A-okay. I'd rather have a smaller, more loyal audience than a larger one that wants to manage decline in this country. I ain't going to be any part of that. No chance. All right. Folks, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, I'm a part of it. Listen, it's this simple. You want a gun for protection? Well, you better join the USCCA, folks, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. People like you and me can't risk it. Imagine getting ripped away from your family and rotting in a prison because you used a firearm to defend yourself or your family. You've seen the headlines. You know what happens. If a good guy with a gun defends himself or others, he's probably likely to be locked up more than the criminal. The justice system is absolutely no friend to gun owners like you. Even if you do everything right, dot the I's and cross the T's, you still could find yourself in trouble. That's why I'm a member of the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. And honest to God, folks, I'm proud that they're a sponsor here. Owning a gun isn't enough anymore. It is not. I made the responsible choice to be prepared during and after a self-defense incident. How? I take full advantage of USCCA's education, training, and legal preparation. Now's the time for you to do the same, not after an incident. Plus, new members get a free Pelican gun vault just for joining. It's a great deal. Check this out. Joining as a Platinum or Elite level member gets you a second bonus 100% free. You'll be getting life-saving education, training, legal preparation, the Pelican Gun Vault, and a USCCA survival kit. You can't beat that. Claim yours today. Go to uscca.com/Bongino. Real simple. uscca.com/Bongino. Get signed up today. Again, that's uscca.com/Bongino. Go there now for the peace of mind you've been searching for. Thanks, USCCA. We appreciate it. Okay, folks. I'm going to try to do this like once a month or twice a month. We're going to have our Friday fireball, okay? We're going to highlight a speech by a candidate or someone in office like a Troy Nels from yesterday. This is Mark Robinson. You know him. You've heard him on my show. He's been on my podcast, my radio show. He's the lieutenant governor of North Carolina. This guy busts bells. He's a bell buster. We need more bell busters. He's running for governor of North Carolina. If we don't get this guy elected, then no one should get elected. Because if people won't vote for this guy, then no one's going to show up for anyone. I want you to listen to this speech. Mark Robinson, if you're listening on audio, happens to be black. He's speaking in a black church. Again, we don't give a damn about what color your skin is. The left is in love with the idea that melanin is the determinative factor in your entire life. So this guy's a Republican in a place Democrats would tell you everyone's supposed to be a Democrat. Yet I want you to listen to the response when he starts busting bells. Listen to this.
Here's something else I'm not supposed to say. Ain't but two genders. Two genders. Ain't nothing but men and women. And I can already see WRL out there. They got their licking their pencils around, trying to write fierce as they can. Get every word of this here. Get every word of this. You can go to the doctor and get cut up. You can go down to the dress shop and get made up. You can go down there and get drugged up. But at the end of the day, you were just a drugged up, dressed up, made up, cut up, man or woman. You ain't changed what God put in you, that DNA.
Yeah, man. We need more bell busters like that. Cutesy time's over, brothers and sisters. If you're not a candidate willing to go out and speak hard truths to people like that, nobody's going to respect you. Nobody. We need more candidates like that. I heard some people, he's got a pass. Oh, got a pass. Really? Really? That's interesting. Everybody's got a pass. I got a pass. I got a pass, the present and a future. I got a future on top of a future on top of a present and a past. You have no idea. People got battle scars everywhere. Good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. I give exactly zero shits about that. You know what I care about? Saving my country. I got a guy in the trench next to me willing to fight the political enemy standing right in front of me and charge that political battlefield. You're damn right. I'm not going to ask him what the hell's on his Twitter account or what kind of business deal he was cutting 10 years ago. I need fighters. You a fighter? You a fighter or are you a cutesy time managed decliner? Oh, I'll help the Democrats destroy the country. We'll just do it slower. You're not on my team. Get off my show. I got no time for that shit. We need bell busters right now. We need guys like this guy speaking truce, spitting flame like that. That's what we need. We need guys like that that are going to show up at the Republican convention, whatever it is, and get everybody in the room, a lot of these establishment people with bow ties on, out of their seats wondering why they supported the McConnell class the whole time when they could have had guys like this. Maybe to wake up the Wall Street Journal editorial column. Maybe to wake up everyone else to the fact that we can't pass a budget that says we're going to go bankrupt. We need a guy like this who can speak truth. Folks, we need more bell busters like this. We need bell busters because the country's collapsing, man, and they're doing it on purpose. And it's just not bad enough yet. It's not bad enough yet to wake people up without speeches like that. People aren't going to wake up on their own. They need to be woken up, and it's going to happen one of two ways. One of two ways. Either something bad, and knock on wood, it doesn't happen. Either something bad is going to happen to you, the liberals listening, that's going to wake you up that you are on the wrong side of this. or a guy like that is going to wake you up. A guy like Mark Robinson, who wakes you out of the slumber by speaking truths you've heard for the first time. I hope it's the latter, not the former. But the hard reality, folks, is this stuff is everywhere. I want you to watch this. This is, again, hard to watch. Here is another It's Not Bad Enough video. We're going to continue to play these. This is out of Dallas. Dallas in Texas. They're safe. No one's safe, folks. Nobody's safe. The world is collapsing into chaos because of these lunatics in charge right now who don't want to do a damn thing about it. This happened in Dallas. A guy drives home from the bank. And he's being followed. Let me give you a quick tip, ladies and gentlemen. If you leave a bank and you see the same car behind you, you're probably being followed. Do not stop that car at your house. Call the police and tell them you think you're being followed. That is a perfectly appropriate call. I taught counter-surveillance in the Secret Service Academy. Let me give you a little quick, I'll give you like a minute on how you know you're being surveilled. Time, distance, and direction. Ladies and gentlemen, if someone's behind you for an extended period of time, does that mean they're surveilling you? Yeah, Dan. No, not really. If you're on I-95 going from New York to Florida, there could be a guy behind you the entire time, right, Joe? That doesn't mean he's following you. It means he's going to Florida.
Yeah.
Time, distance. What if they're following you over a long distance? They're following you from the bank back to, say, Stewart, where I live. Well, there's only really two ways back to Stewart. So the fact that they're following you over a distance in time, is it conclusive they're following you? No. But if they're following you over time, distance, and direction, where all of a sudden you change direction and they're following you again, where you say make a U-turn and come back over that bridge, you're being followed, brother. No doubt. Time, distance, direction. You are being followed. One's not enough. All three, you are almost 100% being followed. There, now you can think like an agent. You see, I taught you something. Time, distance, and direction. Just change your direction and watch what happens. If they're a smart surveillance team, you won't notice because they'll keep going straight and they'll have another eyeball pick you up. Criminals are stupid. They'll just turn around with you. And then you call the cops. There, you're all better for it now. And then if you do that, maybe this won't happen to you. Check this out. Someone in the chat says more field craft. You want more? This guy did one thing. One thing, right? I'm not knocking this guy. He's a victim of crime. It's not his fault. Everybody clear on that? I don't know this guy, but he's pretty smart. You saw what he did? I guess he didn't figure out he was being followed. People are distracted. It's fine. It's, again, it's not this guy's fault. But you see how he pulled in? When he realized he was being followed, he backed in. He backed in. Smart, so he could get the hell out of there. It's easy to drive forward than it is to drive backwards, right? And he drove right away because these idiots were too stupid not to block the driveway right. My recommendation to you, do not pull into your house under any circumstances. Don't even pull in your neighborhood. Keep driving and call the cops and change direction. Time and distance don't really matter. Direction, man. Once they change direction with you, a direction change, it makes no sense. You know you're probably being followed. You can also probably get a look at who's in the car. Make sure you get the license plate. You want another piece of tradecraft, fieldcraft here? Ladies and gentlemen, they're probably going to carjack you too. What's your license plate? Quick. You don't know it, right? How would you know it? If you had a picture on your phone, stored in your phone right there. Folks, a lot of these police departments have license plate readers. The first thing they're going to ask you when your car gets stolen is what? What's the license plate? Your answer is going to be what, Joe? I don't know. How would you know? You pull up the picture on your phone. First thing you should do when you call 911. Don't tell them your name. Nobody gives a shit about your name. First thing, where you are. 64th place in Myrtle. Nobody cares about your name. It doesn't matter. I have an emergency. Trust me, whether your name is Don, Joe, or Dan, or Guy, they're going to show up. They don't care. They're not dating you. Get your location out immediately. My car's been stolen. 64th Place in Myrtle. Here's the license plate. Whatever. K2246. Most of these cities, folks, I don't know if you know this, are going to put that in license plate readers that read license plates. That car's not going to make it but 5-10 miles before it gets pulled over. But if your answer is, where are you? I have no fucking idea. What's your license plate number? I don't know that either. It's not your fault you got jacked. But now that I told you, if you don't remember this, it's your fault you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Take a picture of every one of your license plates in your family. Right away, you sense an emergency. Look up immediately where you are. Myrtle Avenue, 64th Place. I'll be giving you more of this field craft, trade craft, as time goes on. It's sad we got to do this stuff on a freaking podcast to keep people alive. But in this country now, with these crazy lunatics in the White House, that's all we got. That's all we got. All right, let me take a quick break, and I'm going to show you more of how it's just not bad enough yet. Folks, Liquid IV, proper hydration is essential, especially for days like today. It's hot down here. Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's amazing. Everybody uses it down here in Florida. The Hydration Multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout. That's what I do. When you feel run down in the afternoon, after a night out with friends, if you've had some drinks, you're on a long flight, it is like, it just like pours the fluid into your system and keeps it there. One stick of Liquid IV is 16 ounces in 16 ounces of water. Contains five essential vitamins, B vitamins, vitamin C, three times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks. It works. It's made with high quality ingredients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV believes that equitable access to clean and abundant water is the foundation of a healthier world. They partner with leading organizations to fund and foster innovative solutions that help communities protect their water and their future. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings in 50 countries around the world. It's a good company. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com. Use code Bongino at checkout. Guy, use it after CrossFit. You love it? He's like, now he's got the whole CrossFit gym on Liquid IV. That's 20% off anything when you shop Better Hydration today using our promo code Bongino at liquidiv.com. Liquidiv.com, promo code Bongino. Our last sponsor, and we're going to get back to this, is on more video. It's not bad enough yet. Hey, whether you love it or hate it, AI is here to stay. It's expected to create over 100 million new jobs. Some of these new jobs include data scientists, product designers, robotics engineers, and surprisingly, tax managers with AI skills. So what's the best way to use AI to help you find people with these skills? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's AI identifies candidates who are best suited for all kinds of roles. And right now you can try it free. Free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bongino. ZipRecruiter transforms the way you hire, so it's faster and more efficient. You want the most qualified candidates? ZipRecruiter uses its powerful AI to find and send you people whose skills and experience match your job. See a candidate who'd be perfect for your role. ZipRecruiter lets you easily invite them to apply, to encourage them to apply sooner. In fact, over 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs because it works. Get the leading edge on hiring with ZipRecruiter. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to this exclusive web address. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Bongino. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Thanks, ZipRecruiter. What's that? Yeah, it's true. Guy's like, when you can me, is that where you're going to go to find a Guy replacement? You're not replaceable, both of you guys. Joe is like, they've been here the longest. I mean, geez, Joe and I have been together so long, it's like weird. Joe's been in three, and we're getting a new studio, 4 different studios, Joe. You're the only one who's been in 4 different studios. So technically one more if you count my mother-in-law's house for like 2 weeks. That was it when we did the show out of there. So, yeah. So, folks, again, it's just not bad enough yet. Here's a Marshalls in California. Here's a couple of young, lovely shoppers just decided to head on into the Marshalls and decided to help themselves to the product. Take a look. Nice. There you go. Oh, the thing's going off. Oh, my gosh. Everyone should turn around and go back, right? I love how they put those things and it's like they matter anymore. Like the person's walking out. Oh, my gosh. Look, the stuff's going off with the tags. We better go back and get those off. Folks, it's not bad enough yet, man. It's not bad enough yet. So Karine Jean-Pierre was asked by Peter Ducey yesterday about the border, which, again, I guess just isn't bad enough yet. I guess we got to have 40, 50,000 people a day coming in, and maybe then people will wake up. Maybe we should send more people to New York. I mean, Kathy Hochul had something to say about that. Kathy Hochul, the liberal New York governor, the crazy person? Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre. Here's the answer to you. You want to see a double-barrel middle finger in action? Here's what it looks like when Peter Ducey's like, hey, man, are you guys going to do anything about this or what? Take a look.
What do you call it here at the White House when 10,000 people illegally cross the border in a single day?
So what do you call it, Peter, when GOP puts forth a wait, no. No, you can't.
Karine?
I'm answering. Okay, we're going to move.
You're answering
on. No, we're moving on.
Karine,
moving.
Please.
In the back.
Now, you said you were stopping the flow at the border.
No. 10, I tried to answer. Peter, okay. I tried to answer the question. You stopped me. Let's go. Let's go.
Folks, you understand that they don't give a shit. What else you need to hear? They don't care. The country is, we're in the middle of a hostile takeover. People who have completely, absolutely, 100% ignoring our laws. That's a fact. I don't care what your politics are. What I just said is real. These are not how the immigration laws work. You don't walk in the country without a visa, without a driver's license, a passport, or the right to be here. And they're doing it. And the Biden administration is doing nothing but assisting the process, which should say to you in your brilliant minds, because you're smart listeners out there, they're doing this on purpose. They're doing this on purpose. Put that Breitbart article up before you, Kathy Hochul, the one with the screenshot. Folks, you don't have it? Oh, pull that up for a second. They are pouring, here's a DHS, a CBP source, Customs and Border Patrol. DHS out to lunch. They're planning a massive migrant release at the Texas border. Look, you see this on the screen? 2,500 migrants into one town in one day.
Oh!
Joe Gee and I, we all live in the same town. There's probably, 30,000 residents in this town, max. You're telling me 10% of the population is going to be added to a town in one day? This Texas border town is probably smaller. In one day. Tell me again how this isn't being done on purpose. You and your country are being destroyed in front of your very eyes, decimated right now by rotting oatmeal brains, kids sniffing, woman feeling, bribe taking, this human garbage person in the White House.
That's 8-8.
And then you got Frank Fugazi's out there, making maximal conspiracy theory losers on the left going after us. Here's the Democrat governor of New York. If a Republican would say this, you'd be accused of replacement theory or being a racist. This is a liberal Democrat saying, hey, man, you better not come here to my town. If you said that, you'd be fired from your job. You'd be canceled. And you'd be accused of what? Yes, sir. Joe says, I think you'd be accused of being a white supremacist. Fugazi again. You have Fugazi again? This is what would happen if you were to say that. You would hear something exactly like this on MSNBC.
Yeah. That's 8-8.
That's what they would say. They'd say, they would make up some crazy conspiracy theory how you thought of this a month ago in August because you were trying to tell people some kind of white supremacist on it. 8-8. Because that's how freaking crazy these people are. Here's Kathy Hochul. And again, you said this, you'd be a white supremacist. Take a listen.
We have to let the word out that when you come to New York, we're not going to have more hotel rooms. We don't have capacity. So we have to also message properly that we're at our limit. If you're going to leave your country, go somewhere else. But the smarter thing is to apply for asylum before you leave your country.
Again, you say that, you are definitely a white supremacist. You're a racist, a Nazi, definitely a fascist. I'm going to have a heart attack today. I can't. I woke up this morning like full of piss and vinegar. I can't even tell you. I can't believe this place is being destroyed. You know how easy it would be to fix this place tomorrow? You have any idea? Stop spending money we don't have. Cut the taxes so people can build their portfolios back again, build their financial future back. Stop printing money we don't have. Shut down the border. Get rid of this Obamacare crap. The country be the richest country on earth by a factor of 10,000 in 5 years from now. We don't have to do everything. We're doing everything wrong. Everything. This cancerous, rotting government in your life every single day. And then we got rotting oatmeal brains in the White House. So there's a hearing about Merrick Garland this week. You heard some of the clips this week. Garland, our attorney general in name only. Here's how the hearing, which exposed again how Garland is a sniveling fraud who won't answer any questions ever. Here's a hearing this week. I want you to hear how it's covered on MSNBC with the queen of vocal fry. You know vocal fry? You know that, the Kim Kardashian talk? Well, you know that? Here's the queen of vocal fry, the dreadful grifter, Nicole Wallace. Here she is. This is how she covered the hearing, saying that Republicans were promoting conspiracy theories the entire time. And you expect an honest media to clean this up? Give me a break. Check this out.
Republicans made it clear even before the hearing started, with members telling reporters that nothing Merrick Garland could or would say today was going to satisfy them, that they would peddle all sorts of conspiracy theories. Republicans accusing the Justice Department of going easy on President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, who currently faces a rarely used and constitutionally questionable gun charge. It was brought by a Trump-appointed prosecutor who was given special counsel status by, wait for it, Merrick Garland. But the fix is in, is what Jim Jordan had to say, even as Garland said over and over and over again that there was no interference in the Hunter Biden case.
Oh, Garland said it, Joe. Garland said there's been no interference, despite the fact that now multiple whistleblowers have come forward and said the opposite. This, imagine being Nicole Wallace's family and having spawned this idiot. Mm. So Merrick Garland, who has every, ladies and gentlemen, who has the incentive to lie? The guy who'd be exposed as being a tool of a corrupt president, Merrick Garland, if he tells the truth, or the whistleblowers who have no dog in the fight at all. Oh, Merrick Garland has the incentive to lie. And there's queen of vocal fry, embarrassing human being, garbage person, Nicole Wallace, with her vocal fry bullshit. Oh, look at these conspiracy theories. This is what I expect nothing from these idiots. I don't even know why I played that. But on a better note, because Nicole Wallace is convinced that there's no evidence, it's time for an encore performance. Do you have that? Did I tell you to throw the Bobulinski remix in today? Ladies and gentlemen, I rarely play things 2 days in a row, but our good friend Justin put this together. This is for Nicole Wallace, who thinks it's a conspiracy theory and that there's no evidence. No evidence, Hunter Biden's guilty. You guys saw it yesterday. Did you like it? You down in the chat, you down for a little encore performance of the Bobulinski remix? You liked it, right? Here's the business partner to Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, Tony Bobulinski, years ago, saying how he did business with Joe Biden. Maybe it'll ring your bell a little bit more. And maybe more bell busters will start promoting this if you hear it in kind of like a rap song or something. Take a listen.
I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Joe Biden.
Minnesota!
There you go, Nicole. Maybe it'll ring your bell a little bit if you have it kind of a rap tune right there. You like that? Hat tip Justin for that. We love you, Justin. Good job. That's a business partner right there. Is he lying too? Oh, Merrick Garland said otherwise. You call yourself, listen, Nicole, I get it. You're an embarrassment. I get that people around you are horrified by you. You're a noted grifter. Everybody in the Republican Party you grifted off is now horrified they've ever dealt with you. You're a joke. You're a clown. Nobody watches your garbage shit show. We understand that. She's a total loser. We get that. But have a little bit of human dignity and think this through like a normal person, not like the dipshit you are. Think this through, okay? Who has an incentive to lie? Merrick Garland or the whistleblowers and the business partner? Oh, that's right. But you're too stupid to figure that out. Talking logic to idiots like you is just a waste of my freaking time. I figure I'd just show everyone else how pathetic you people are. Folks, it's gotten so bad for Biden. Did you see this story in Red State? This is hilarious. Tragic for the country, but hilarious for everyone else. The White House is at the White House press pool. This is from the press pool, by the way. Just so you know, a little behind the scenes, when you're with the Secret Service and you travel, the press pool comes with you. So every day there's like 12, 16 members of the press pool that travel everywhere. We used to call it Death Watch because they travel everywhere because if something happens, they want to be the ones to record it. I know it's macabre, but that's just how, you know, that's how you think when you're an agent doing that kind of work. They travel everywhere. The press pool is almost all liberals, almost all liberals. So if they're reporting on this, you know this was bad. So apparently Biden was given a speech. This is Nick Arima at Red State. He began speaking at 4:09. About 24 people were in attendance. After briefly touting his economic record, POTUS, this is a pool report, POTUS reflected on his decision to seek the presidency. He told the story about the events in Charlottesville as the reason for his campaign. They note a few minutes later, he told the same story again, nearly word for word. Folks, the guy is losing his mind. If the pool is reporting on this, the pool, I've traveled with the pool. I've heard the pool talk. Folks, trust me. The pool is about as liberal as it gets. If the pool is saying this, there's a problem. And let me warn you, here's one of these economic segments in the chat. Are you ready? If you don't like them, can we do another bot poll, Guy? Is that okay? Do we like the economic segments or not? I'm going to keep it quick. I need to know if it hits 60%+, yes, I'll keep them going. If not, I'm going to say, because it's the show's for you. I'm just telling you right now, if you think, oh, good, at least the economy's cleaning up, the border's a mess, fentanyl, crime, you are crazy. The economy is the worst part. My friend Peter Schiff, a good guy, has got this tweet out. The yield on the U.S. Treasury is 4.365%, the highest since November of 27. Oil's going up. Mortgage rates are going up, too. You're like, okay, good. You know what that means? Forget all the economic mumbo jumbo. You know what that means for you? That means the U.S. Treasury yield, in other words, the interest rate it's got to pay people to lend money to the government, is going up. Why is it going up? Anyone in the chat have a guess? Guy, you have a guess? Why would the interest rate be going up on U.S. Treasuries right now? I thought the economy's doing great. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the economy is shit, and everybody knows the U.S. government's not going to pay them back. So they're asking for a higher yield because it's going to compensate them for the risk of lending money to this dreadful government. Oil's going up. The Saudis are sticking it to Biden right now. You think the inflation problem is going to get better? I'm telling you it's going to get worse, and I called it, and it is getting worse. And Schiff called it too. It went up, then down, and what did I tell you? Joe, you may have to unflag that somewhere. I know I said it. Yeah. I said, this isn't done. It's going to get worse. Now it's going up. That U.S. 10-year Treasury yield, watch that like a hawk. Wait till that gets up to 5 and 6 and 7. No one wants to lend the U.S. government money anywhere. Don't worry about it. Janet Yellen said everything's okay, folks, in maximum gaslighting. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, again, another joke of a human being. She went to the Nicole Wallace School of Journalism. Here, take a look at this.
I'm pleased by what I see in the economy. I think we're achieving lower inflation, which is, of course, very important to households and a tremendously important objective.
Yeah, folks, everything's okay. Janet Yellen said so. No worries at all. No sweat. Don't worry about it all. The great article by Jerry Baker, by the way, in the Wall Street Journal, how this inflation that's coming is going to stick it to you huge. He says, not only are rising prices, first, they cut your spending power first. Obviously, prices are going up, you can buy less. But he notes it has even more damaging effects. Americans under 50 have no recollection of the terrifying, destabilizing quality of sustained, sharply rising prices. United Auto Workers are pursuing a 36% pay demand over 4 years. Ladies and gentlemen, that was it. Remember that, Joe, in the 80s? People wanted colas every year, yeah, 30% yeah. raises. Why did they want 30% raises? Because inflation was out of control.
Yeah.
And then that causes employers to have to charge more to pay the employees, which causes you to have to do what? To have to pay more. Folks, they're destroying your country. They're doing it on purpose. They're doing it on purpose. I'm hoping this guy can help us out. And again, a lighter note, because it's Friday, and we'll get to some questions here. Some good ones. Some with short ones, but good. Donald Trump showed up at a bar in Iowa. And oh, did the liberals lose their minds when Donald Trump did this? Did you guys catch it? Did you see? Now, folks, I don't know if you know, this is a cool little gizmo on my desk when Guy pans out in the camera. This is the pen Donald Trump signed the executive order for the border wall with. This is the, I'm not kidding. I have an actual photo in the Oval Office when he gave it to us. This is the actual pen. It's my coolest piece of memorabilia. This is the actual pen he signed it with. Did you notice the hover hand? Did you see that, Joe? When he's signing, it's like this. Smart man. Of course, the liberals lost their mind. The liberals lost their mind because no one wants Joe Biden ever do that ever, of course. But the hover hand handled that perfectly. It was like at the end of the thing, like the total hover hand going there. Wait, I want to lose a bit of chat. All right. I'm running out of time. All right, let's go to questions for Dan. We just got a couple. Do your little. Yeah, you need the thingy. There we go. Sounds like paper crushing. First question. Dan, Peter, the Jeopardy guy, 2004 in a live chat. Wow, that's a long name. Thank you, Peter. What's the best novel you ever read? In Cold Blood. I love that novel. It's amazing how evil people could be when you read the Truman Capote novel about these two murderers. I couldn't put it down. I think I read it in a day. And I was in high school. You don't even want to read anything in high school but comic books. But it was a killer book. I mean, no pun intended. The book was amazing. Hey, Dan, what are three things you enjoy to surprise most people at SC Memory on Truth? I'll give you more. I mean, I enjoy Brazilian jiu-jitsu, watching it. I used to like rolling around. Unfortunately, with the arthritis, I got to chill. You know, a crazy thing? I was trying to think. Like, I'm like, what's one thing? Like, does this make me sound weird? Like, I like nice handwriting. Is that weird? Like, I notice people's handwriting. If you've ever seen me in public and you wrote something down, because my handwriting is such garbage, and I have the worst thing. You ever see my signature on a book? If you got a signed book, it's so terrible. It's like this. And it's like a dot. You can't even read it. People with nice penmanship, I don't know, man. Is that how you guys think? Do I have to turn in my man card now? Is that super weird? What's that? Oh, I do. Why am I listening to myself, by the way? I hear myself. There you go. Yes. Oh, that's true. Guy says, you're always making sure your nails are cut. Yeah, there's a reason for that, too. That's good. I'm glad you brought that up. When I was a kid, I was a nail biter. And it's the most disgusting habit. You're like, yeah, it's gross. So I've always got to be sure they're like super short. And for you, that's like, what else? Obviously, I love steak. I love dogs. And another thing that may surprise you about me, I was a vegetarian for 10 years. Like a real vegetarian. I don't even mean like lacto-ovo. I mean like a hardcore vegetarian. It's a long story, but I was never a lib, I promise you. But I loved animals and I didn't want to eat animals. And then I realized like God gave us animals to take care of, but we got to eat them just like they eat us. So I don't know if you ever heard that before, but yeah, for 10 years, man. And I was super skinny because let me tell you something, it's hard to get a lot of calories in if you're a vegetarian. You can do it right. I mean, I just didn't. I mean, beans and stuff like that have a lot of good calories, peanut butter and stuff. I just didn't do it right. I was super thin. You lift them when you're a vegetarian, man. It's hard. If you're not doing it right, I know the vegetarians are going to be like, yes, you can. I know. I understand. Amino acids, essentials. I totally get it. I'm just telling you, I did it wrong. That's why I'm skinny. So if you're lifting, you got to make sure you do it right. All right, last question. How do you write your books? Do you use a ghostwriter? I know you don't have much free time. At Jason Myers 111. This book was mine. So how do I write it? Here's what I do. I get on the phone. I don't actually type it out, but the words are absolutely mine. So what happens is, I dictate it to him, a guy who helps me out on the phone, and he's kind of an editor and a researcher at the same time. So there was one thing I said, there's a story in the book, I actually got a state wrong. It wasn't a state that was part of my story, it was a state incident, it doesn't matter, but he caught it right away. So I'll dictate to him the story. He sends it back to me, and then before I dictate the next story, I'd be on the phone with him the next day, going over the old story and say, saying, no, this isn't exactly what I said. So he would then fix it. You get it? So do I use a ghostwriter in the sense that they write? No, absolutely not. Those are my books. Now, I say that because the dirty little secret of the book writing business, I own a publishing company, is a lot of political writers don't write their books at all. Did you know that? Someone shops them a book and they put their name on it. Now, that's sad, but it happens. I can tell you, Levin writes his own books. He's got a book out now, 100%. And no, those are mine. I don't have a ghostwriter, but I do have someone that helps me out. I'm not actually sitting at the keyboard. But sometimes I do that too. Like there were a couple chapters I had an idea in my head and I did it on my phone. I typed it out and said, we got to make this a chapter. Like the end of the book was taken from a Facebook post that went viral. That's mine. I wrote every single word of that. But no, out of my book. So thank good question, Jason. I appreciate it. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. You all rock. I can't believe we got 74,000 people today on a Friday. You believe that? This is like so banana. I love you guys so much. I hope you understand that. I love every single one of you for your loyalty to this show. Thank you for picking up the book. It means so much. I got my last book signing tomorrow, 5 p.m. We're working on one up in the Northeast, so it'll be coming up, but it's a little bit away. The last one for a while is tomorrow, Naples, Florida. The details are on my True Social and Twitter account. Barnes & Noble, Tamiami Trail, Naples, 5 o'clock. Folks, you're so great, man. Thank you so much. I'm sorry I was a little frosty today. My sincere apologies. A little too much language today. So for the kids at home, don't talk like that. It's no good. It's bad. I'm trying, but I'm just really pissed off, man. I want to see this country fall apart. Fix it. Take it back. It's yours. I'll see you back here on Monday.
Good day, sir!
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.